Last Friday, I reminded you that in 1 Peter 5:8, we're told to be sober and vigilant because our enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Well, I don't know how your week went, but on 3 different occasions, he spotted me and I found myself running from him in my own tennis shoes instead of standing firm in God's shoes of peace. Every morning, I put on my armor, just as I've suggested for you to do. I had that belt of truth buckled on, the breastplate of righteousness in place. I had put on the shoes of peace. I'd taken up the shield of faith, had this helmet of salvation on, and the sword of the Spirit. It's my habit to get dressed in God's armor every morning, to start my day by spending time with the Lord in prayer. But praying and being dressed in His armor doesn't mean that I'm going to be in a safe place all day. Quite the contrary, as I was reminded this past week. I can slip out of God's armor in the blink of an eye and start fighting in my own strength instead of engaging the enemy by standing firm, as I'm told to do in Ephesians 6:13-14. Remembering that God has armed me with the sword of His Spirit, which is His Word, and I am to stand firm against the enemy in His strength and not in my strength. Last Friday, I spoke with you about the college students who were demanding safe places and cry closets on their campuses. They want protection. Physical protection from those with different ideas and philosophies. I realized this week that I want the same things they want. I want a safe place. A place where I can cry and be understood. A place where I won't be challenged. And the Lord has that place reserved just for me and for you. It's called heaven. And my longing for it, your longing for it, is a good thing. God put that longing in us. He put it in our DNA. But for now, for this little sliver of time, we live in a fallen, dark world. But the good news is we're protected. We have our safe place here on this earth. Listen to what our Lord asked the Father right before He was crucified. He said, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." I closed last week with a scripture that tells us where our safe place is. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." The definition of refuge is a condition of being safe. Something or someone providing shelter. And for those of us who belong to Christ, we have the Holy Spirit living in us, who gives us His unlimited power and strength. And He is always, ever present with us. We are sealed with the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. That's a woo-hoo. And here are just some of the other scriptures that tell us about our safe place. I've chosen David's words in the Psalms because he knew what it was like to have his life threatened, to be chased down and hunted. But he knew that he knew that he knew where his safe place was and where his strength came from. We're told in the Bible of David's horrendous failures as well as his great victories. But he was always a man after God's own heart. I would love above all else to be remembered as a woman after God's own heart. Well, in Psalm 32:7, David says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with the songs of deliverance." And in Psalms 4:8, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Psalm 62:6, "Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." Psalm 118:8 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans." Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" In all probability, my dear friends, we will never experience the physical dangers that many followers of Christ have and continue to face today. But we are to stand firm as we are constantly in an invisible warfare that's taking place in the heavenly realm between the forces of evil and God's mighty angels. And we must remember, we are Satan's targets. He knows he can't take us away from Christ. So he just wants to tarnish our armor, to cripple us, to rob us of our joy, to make us feel helpless and hopeless in whatever situation we're in. He wants to speak these lies into our minds. But we have the helmet of salvation and the Word of God that will protect our minds and our hearts from his lies. Well, next week, I want to give you proof of who you are as followers of Jesus Christ. Until then, remember that our God is more powerful than Satan. And no matter what we're going through, he has equipped us for the battle, and he will always, always, he always wants us to win. I love you.